microphone here, it's falling off. We're beginning a new series today, and we're looking at our vision. And this is a sort of, it's kind of like New Year time, right? I mean, you know, it's back to school, there's a sort of a fresh start feel to things. It's obviously not calendar-wise New Year. But we're going to, in this series, kind of kick off our year together and look at our annual plan. What are our plans for this year? What are our emphases? But we wanted to begin by getting back to our vision. What are we about? What are we doing? How are we doing it? Why do we do it? And so as part of that, in this series, we have material, which I'm going to hold up here. We have material that is a six-week series. There are discussion questions each week and lots of other associated material which you can look at and grab a copy of. We have hard copies outside. We also have this online if you want to download it. And I just want to encourage you to, if you can, get in a group. You know, many of us are in groups already. Right after the service, as Ruth mentioned, we have a ministry fair, and we'll talk more about that at the end. But that would be a great time to connect to a group and join with other people in going through this material and looking at what our vision means and kind of reminding ourselves of that. And throughout the course of this series, we're going to be looking at what does commitment look like? What does it mean for us to respond to this vision in the kind of way that Jesus' followers have responded over the last two millennia? We also have something called The Journey. Now, The Journey is a seminar, a course that we do for people, especially for people who are looking to become members of the church, who want to make that commitment. It's open to anybody, though, and it's a great way to find out more about our church. And I would recommend if you're new to our church or you've just started coming, come along to The Journey sessions. We have three sessions, so there'll be one after the service next week. These will be over in the barn. We have one on the October the 8th and one on the 15th. And we'll be going over this material and looking at what being a member of Cedar Ridge looks like. So if you're thinking about making that commitment, this would be a great thing to come to. We'll provide refreshments, by the way, for those sessions as well. So if you're looking to become a member, great thing to do. But if you just want to find out more and you're not yet in a group, this might be a way of having a group experience and getting a little more connected. So I just want to encourage those of you who are in that situation to come along. We'd love to see you and engage. There's a lot of dialogue that happens, a lot of chance to bring questions. And I'm sure if you're new here, you probably have a bunch of questions. So we love questions, and we'll address those at The Journey. Okay, but before we go on, we have a new video which has just been uploaded to our website, which kind of articulates our vision. So let's run that video just to start us off. We're going for a simplistic approach. Should we just go? Do you think we're going to get it, or
imagine
should we just move?
Imagine a community.
Oh. Imagine a community.
Imagine a community.
That dares to dream of heaven on earth.
A community where everyone is accepted and respected.
And their journey cherished.
Regardless of their background.
Beliefs.
Or place in society.
Where everyone looks out for the concerns of others.
And no one...
No one is alone.
Imagine a community of peace and safety.
Where it's possible to shelter from the frenzied pace of life.
In order to slow down...
And explore the mystery and meaning of our existence.
Where we can take time...
To address the roots of our anxieties and pain.
A place of hope.
A place of hope.
Where we can find help and healing and the power to change.
No matter how desperate our situation.
Imagine a community of people.
A community of people.
Devoted to following Jesus together.
Learning to live like him.
And helping one another grow in their relationship with God.
Where we are gradually transformed.
To become better people.
Better friends.
Better family members.
Better workers.
Better neighbors.
Becoming people who enjoy life to the full.
And who can also deal with adversity well.
Learning to grow.
To grow through failure and suffering.
Imagine that community.
Scattered throughout the region.
Around Washington,
Baltimore,
and beyond.
Working as agents of love, peace, and hope.
Wherever they are.
Serving our neighbors.
Caring for the poor.
And helping the oppressed.
Imagine.
Imagine the community of people.
Who live simply and ethically.
Who share their land and resources with their neighbors.
A community that treasures the earth.
and reaches out beyond global,
cultural,
and political barriers
to offer friendship and practical support.
Imagine a community.
Imagine that community.
Imagine our community.
Cedar Ridge Community Church.
Okay. Yeah, that was a good video. Thanks to Sarah for putting that together. Great job. So there's our vision, right? Now our vision is, I think our vision is a beautiful vision. It's somewhat wordy. Okay, a lot of vision statements, you know, a couple of sentences. Ours is sort of a dreamy, poetic, longer version. But what I want to do this morning is just try and put our vision in a nutshell. And I think on our first slide here, we're going to just look at what how we might articulate our vision. What is it all about? What does it boil down to? And a prelude to our vision statement is actually this, a statement that says, we're a community of hope and transformation, dedicated to following Jesus, who dare to dream of heaven on earth. So let's just look at some of this, a community of hope and transformation. We're a community of hope, right? We have not given up. And in many respects, there's every reason to give up, right? You know, life can be difficult, life can be hard. I think there's not a lot of hope abroad at the moment in the world in general. But we're people who have hope. We have hope because we believe God has hope. God has hope in us. God has hope in the world. God's not given up. And if anything, the message of Jesus was, God's not given up. God is love and God loves us. So we're a community of hope. We're also a community of transformation, right? The reason we have hope is because we believe change is possible. And we believe change is possible in us. In fact, we would say change begins with us. You know, we've taken on that famous Gandhi statement, be the change you want to see in the world. In other words, when it comes to change, we're not looking first for somebody else to change, whether that's in a relationship or whether it's politically or whether it's socially or whatever it is. We're saying change begins with me, and we have hope that change can happen, and we're giving ourselves to change and the challenge of change. But we also believe as we are transformed, as we are changed, that we become people that populate the earth in a different kind of way. We have a different impact on the world around us, and change is possible as we live out our own transformation. Change is possible in the world around us. Things begin to move. We see things differently, and we can become agents of change as well. But that change begins with us. So we're a community of hope and transformation. We're also a community that dares to dream of heaven on earth. I think that's the next one. Okay, so that's the sort of first line of our statement. We dare to dream of heaven on earth. So we dare to dream. This comes back to hope. We believe there's a future that is better than the present. And the reason for that is because we're followers of Jesus. We'll come to that in a moment. But we dare to imagine a positive transformation. We dare to imagine that things can happen in terms of healing and reconciliation and the world coming to rights in our lives and in the world around us. So we're dreaming of something, and that takes great vulnerability, right? Because dreams can be dashed, dreams can be disappointed. Sometimes dreams take a long time to be realized. Sometimes it feels like they die and need to be resurrected. But we're going to courageously stand in that place of daring to dream of heaven on earth. Now, what do we mean by heaven on earth? So this is something that that Jesus talked about a lot, right? Jesus talked about, in fact, Jesus called us to pray in Matthew 6. I think we have that scripture up there. This is a very famous prayer, the Lord's Prayer. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, right? So this heaven coming to earth is all about following Jesus. And ironically, Jesus is not so much talking about earth going to heaven or us going to heaven. Jesus does talk about that, so no getting away from that. But Jesus talked much more when he talked about heaven and earth of us experiencing this heavenly realm here on earth. And he called that the kingdom of God. So, you know, at the heart of our vision is this notion of the kingdom of God. And to follow Jesus means to engage with the kingdom of God. Now, we're also a community dedicated to following Jesus. We'll come on to this more in a moment, but the whole sort of key to this is following Jesus, and we describe following Jesus through these three lenses: growth, community, and servanthood. You'd have heard us talk about that numerous times. So we're going to unpack that a little bit this morning. But that is essentially what we're about. We're about hope and transformation. We dare to dream of heaven on earth. And we do that through a dedication, a followership of Jesus, which looks for us like growth, community, and servanthood. So we'll just unpack those issues a little bit this morning. So let's come back to the kingdom of God. This issue of the kingdom of God is so core, so central to what Jesus was about, and therefore so central to what we're about, that you could almost, I think, say our vision is the kingdom of God. You know, it's a vision for the kingdom of God. I wouldn't want to equate us with the kingdom of God in any sense, but that's what we're pursuing. That's what we're after. It's this heavenly realm, the divine realm being lived out here on earth. It's what Jesus taught about. It's what Jesus lived. Jesus embodied it. Jesus embodied God's love and forgiveness and kindness. It's something that actually wasn't all that new. It's, you know, Jesus, I don't think in many respects, just kind of invented it out of the blue. Jesus came in the tradition of the prophets who talked about this future time when the world will be put to rights. This time of, in the Hebrew sense, shalom, this sense of peace and holistic well-being. We have a couple of quotes from the famous prophet Isaiah, which illustrate this. So this is, you know, 7 centuries before Jesus. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord.